Hello and welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here, on my own today. Gabe is on vacation, a well-deserved summer vacation. And what we're about to talk about, or the expert we're going to talk to in just a minute here, is connected to something that I've always sort of inwardly and sometimes outwardly laughed about here in Germany. And it's the fact that Germans are really, really conservative about homeownership. If you're going to buy a home in Germany, you'll have the Germans that you talk to look at you like you're making, it's like you're dropping an anchor. You are setting yourself in one spot for life. This is it. This is how Germans tend to think about it. I come from a country where houses are flipped like pancakes and you move 17 times maybe in your life. And that's just how it is. A home is a place you temporarily stay, or a house is a place you temporarily stay. All of that said, there is new research that supports the idea that when it comes to long-term mental health, the Germans might actually be right.
Science Unscripted.
Hi, I'm Clive Sable. I'm a professor of epidemiology at the University of Plymouth. And I've recently published a paper together with colleagues from Manchester in the UK and Aarhus in Denmark on childhood experiences and adulthood depression.
Clive, the biggest takeaway from your study, what was that conclusion?
What we found was, really interestingly, that if you moved as opposed to not moving, there were many more cases, almost 1.6 times more cases of depression compared to people who didn't move.
And it was very specific to one age range, right? Like if you were a kid and you moved between what, ages 10 and 15 years old, that was enough to develop this strong correlation or association with much more depression later?
That's right, yes. I mean, we did look at children from age 0 to 15, but from age 10 to 15, we found, as I said, 1.6 times more cases than if you didn't move.
Okay, so I'm a kid, I'm 12 years old, and my parents decide to move and then maybe move a second time before I turn 15. There's a 60% higher chance that I'm going to develop depression. What, in the next couple of decades?
Yeah, from adulthood, so from 18 years onwards. But let me caveat that a little bit. The rate of depression is very low. It's just 1.6 times or 60% more chance of a very low number.
Of course. I think the what did the WHO say? 3.8%? Of the global population suffers from depression. I think those numbers were reflected roughly in your study.
It's about that, yes, yes.
But even still, the association, I mean, having a 60% increase is still a lot. That, I mean, what is going on there?
Well, we did think of lots of things that could have explained it. First of all, we did account for, or statistically, we adjust for family circumstances. So whether the family comes from a deprived background, whether there's been something unfortunate with the family, such as a parental death or imprisonment, whether the mother or the father has a very low age at the child's birth. But after we've adjusted for all of that, what we really think is it's a breakdown of the social networks that children have or potentially have when they move house.
Okay, so if my parents move, and let's say it's a happy family unit, I go home and I have this warm feeling. We move houses, and everything in theory is still warm and happy. But now, what exactly has broken down in my new life, or what isn't there that was there before?
So I should say that we don't have data on what breaks down, but what we are suggesting might be the breakdown in social ties, so friendship groups. You probably, at that crucial age in your schooling, change schools. If you belong to sports organizations, or maybe you go to church, all of these things, you would have breaks in those ties. The other side is that the neighborhoods that you live in are also broken down. The moves that we classified were significant moves. It wasn't like moving next door or moving to the road next door. It was a big move. It had to be at least one that would involve a change of school.
Ah, okay. So you're completely upending your social life in this case.
Well, that's what we supposed. Yes.
And real quick, you looked at, what was it, 1 million people in Denmark?
Yes, so everybody who was born in Denmark between, I think, the early 80s and 2003, 2004, who was born to Danish parents who lived there throughout the period of their lives from age 0 to 15.
For the parents out there who are going to have to move, a lot of times it's the nature of the job, are there any tips for them how to best ease that transition for their kids, but also, frankly, for themselves? I mean, you looked at kids, but I'm not sure adults deal with a move very well either, really, if it's a major one. Any tips for all of our listeners out there on how they can minimize some of these negative consequences?
I've got to be a little bit cautious because this is not my area of expertise. Our data doesn't tell us about how to best mitigate the problems, but speaking as a member of the public, I can say that preparing the child for the move is the best way of initiating the discussion and perhaps getting them involved in the decision-making process. You know, mum's got a new job. We think we might have to move. What do you think about it? Do you think we should do this? That kind of conversation really helps.
Your paper highlights what is clearly a negative aspect for children in being moved, at least between the ages of 10 and 15. Mm-hmm. Are you aware of other research out there that might suggest that there are benefits, a different set of benefits for those same kids? I don't know that they're forced to socially grow or to become more bold in making new friendships. Is that also true or is it not?
I'm sure there is literature out there that would talk about that kind of thing. I'm not personally aware of it, but I'm interesting anecdotally, since we've had the paper published, I have had a lot of people email me. They fall into two categories. Some are saying, I had a childhood where we moved a lot and I think that really affected me in adulthood. And others are saying, we moved a lot and I think it just made me stronger. It made me more resilient. So it might be that it goes both ways.
Can I ask, did you have to move a lot when you were a kid?
I moved once. When I was age 11.
So in that age range, how did you experience that?
It was a change of school. It was a very positive change of school. I moved from the city to the countryside. And I do remember I completely changed my friendship groups. That was in the days before social media, obviously. And I do remember it as being an upheaval. But reflecting back on that in adulthood, I think it was the best thing my parents could have done for us as a family.
Everyone, so far, it seems, every article I've read about your study has latched on to the children being moved aspect of your research, when in fact there's another big element of that paper that is very, very important. Could you just talk a bit about the low-income neighborhoods?
Yes, so we actually started off the study by hypothesizing that people who came from deprived or low-income neighborhoods would have worse depression than people coming from higher-income neighborhoods. And that indeed is the case. But the amazing finding we found was that if you didn't move but came from a low-income neighborhood, that you had lower chance of adulthood depression than if you moved but lived in a rich neighborhood.
Interesting. So if you're in a deprived neighborhood, a difficult environment, but you stay there, then your mental health outcomes are better as an adult than if you had actually moved out and possibly even, in quotation marks, upward toward a nicer neighborhood?
Exactly. Yes. It's a really interesting finding. And that's why we suggest our findings point to this idea of the breakdown of the social network and the support structures that gives you.
And that was Professor Clive Sable talking to us from Plymouth University in the UK. One thing he mentioned there was that he's been getting emails from people telling him their personal stories and how moves at a young age affected them into adulthood. I would love to hear the stories. If you yourself moved at a young age, or if you were the parent who caused the move in a child, what happened? How did it affect you? I'm interested. Really interested. SU@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.